back in 2023, I was on a whatever podcast panel with an OnlyFans star named Nala Ray. And in 2024, she ended up going public with her conversion to Christianity and now claims that she has reformed from her prior line of work and has instead turned to online ministry. And people, understandably, have expressed a lot of skepticism for whether or not this conversion is genuine. Are her intentions aligned with her purported faith? And now, I think they're getting vindicated because Nala Ray has launched a new website for her online ministry called theanointedpathway.com, where you can find a bunch of paid courses on a number of different topics related to living a godly life, becoming holy, living your purpose ordained by Jesus. And people are expressing outrage at this. One said, Nala Ray has been Christian for like 3 minutes and married for two. I have one question. Why? Another one said, whoever was skeptical of her is 100% vindicated. I was initially very sympathetic to Nala Ray and rejoiced, thinking that her repentance was sincere. But it's obvious that Christianity has become her new grift.
I noticed that all of the courses are $15 except for the From Lust to Life 75-Day Porn-Free course.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list of her courses right now. There's Discovering Your Purpose, Living a Life That Honors God, From Lust to Life, Porn-Free course, Overcoming Anxiety and Fear, Finding Peace in God's Promises, Building a Stronger Marriage, God's Blueprint for Love, Living with Gratitude, Cultivating a Thankful Heart, Overcoming Loneliness, Finding Connection in Christ, Healing from Past Hurts, Walking in Forgiveness, Overcoming Addiction,
Financial,
Managing Stress, Deepening Your Prayer Life, Building Healthy Friendships, Overcoming Negative Self-Talk, and lastly, Financial Freedom, Stewarding God's Resources Wisely. Ooh. And if you look through this entire list, all of the images above each course seem to be very clearly generated by AI. I assume, since there are so many of them in such a short time, there has to be a catch. I am assuming that a lot of the material in these e-courses you pay for is not actually written or formulated by Nala herself. It's generated by AI.
Yeah.
It's giving ChatGPT vibes.
Yeah. You think so?
I mean, from the look of it, all of these images are generated by AI, and how could she create, you know, what, like 20 different online courses?
She's an intellectual titan.
Do you think that the person that programmed the ChatGPT knows how to use ChatGPT so that way the prompts are actually producing what they're supposed to be producing? Or do you think it's like really AI slop?
Who knows? I don't want to take one for the team by giving Nala my money for any of these courses. So I guess we'll have to wait and see if someone does a deep dive into
Chat,
all of this.
If you want to go ahead and buy one of Nala Ray's things.
But on her website, you start off at the homepage with a picture of her kind of looking into the light. And it says, Freedom Starts Here, a movement for transformation, healing, and purpose in Christ. The Anointed Pathway is a movement of transformation, healing, and redemption, a place where freedom is found and purpose is restored. Founded by Nala Ray and Jordan Giordano, her husband, this ministry is dedicated to helping men and women break free from what holds them back, whether it's anxiety, addiction, shame, fear, stress, broken relationships, or a struggle with lust. Through biblical truth, spiritual growth, and practical tools, we guide people toward lasting renewal and a deeper relationship with Christ.
Can I ask you a question? You might remember this. He was religious before he met her, right?
Yes, her husband was already Christian before they met.
So maybe he spent his whole life wanting to bring people to Christ, and he just needed somebody to sell the coursework for him.
Well, she, explaining the way that they ended up together, said that meeting him had a lot to do with her decision to convert to Christianity.
Maybe these are his teachings, and she's just the face of it.
Yeah, that seems likely as well.
Maybe it isn't ChatGPT. Maybe the Jordan Giordano course just doesn't sell as well as the Nala Ray course.
There's also the fact that they immediately started, you know, selling merch related to their faith. Mm. And she, after OnlyFans, started doing a bunch of TikTok live streams where she would talk about the Bible and talk about faith and, like, answer people's questions. And on TikTok Live, people send you donations the same way they would on YouTube. Mm. That's the way that she started making money after giving up OnlyFans. And she's doing all of these interviews on all these different podcasts. She talked to Michael Knowles. She went on Lila Rose's podcast and countless others to talk about this. And, you know, it's just, it's blatantly suspect. I understand where people are coming from. I don't think that the people responding negatively to this are universally trying to condemn her without evidence. I think this is pretty clearly something that's questionable at best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And this also came up earlier this month when Nala Ray was announced as one of the featured speakers at a Turning Point Young Women's Leadership Summit. She's here on the list as one of the people speaking to this young female audience. And they received a lot of backlash for choosing her and featuring her this way. And I agreed with the people who said that this was an unwise decision. I said, is it wise to promote her as an influence or role model for young women at a conservative event? And I think the answer is pretty obviously no. And that's not even to say it's because, you know, she's a liar, she's a grifter, she's lying, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, she just made all of this up. I don't even agree with that. But you're giving someone a platform and you're promoting them and you're making them into some kind of thought leader or faith leader when they've barely proven that they have any credibility. Altogether 5 minutes after being on OnlyFans.
What was the joke I said beforehand? I was like, maybe she could teach the beginner course, but actually you have to be an expert to teach the beginner course. So
to teach people about anything, you have to at least fashion yourself as an expert on these topics. She is giving people a paid course on building a strong marriage when she's been married, as they said, for 2 years.
I wouldn't be able to sell somebody in good conscience a podcast, like a course on how to podcast, and I've been doing this for several years now. So,
yeah,
that maybe use that as a gauge. Like, I've been doing it for work for quite some time, and I wouldn't feel comfortable selling that to someone. Mm-hmm. So,
I just remember having this conversation with her after the Whatever podcast when we all like went to In-N-Out, and she dropped her weird sexual persona and just behaved like a normal person. And she was perfectly polite and seemed intelligent enough. And she was talking about what she planned to do with her life before starting OnlyFans. And this is while she was still in it. Mm-hmm. And she was like talking about how she like wanted to start a business. She also thought about like becoming a dental hygienist, or she was like managing a gym before she started OnlyFans, a lot of different things. And it's just weird to me that after OnlyFans, you want to stay as some sort of public figure online, and that's the only way you could have formulated to make a living.
Well, I mean, when that's what you've done the whole time, that's like, you know, the idea would be like you have to go a completely different direction. That's probably very scary.
And like, I disagree with the people who are saying from the very beginning with no evidence that she's a liar. There were also people saying she's telling the truth from her own perspective, but it's impossible for her to be forgiven because she's just so disgusting. And I disagree with that too. That is an anti-Christian and anti-human perspective.
If there's no forgiveness or redemption, then what are we all even here for?
Like, Christianity is based on the idea that, and I mean, obviously you know this better than anybody else, but like Christianity is based on the whole idea that men are forgivable. Mm-hmm. Like because of Christ, you can actually be forgiven for your sins, and nothing except for Christ actually is good enough to forgive you for your sins. So, like, the idea that she's not forgivable is literally as anti-Christian as you can get.
Right. Yeah. And I think you can turn a critical eye to this, and you can be discerning and not, you know, just immediately believe everything an influencer is telling you, while also believing that redemption is possible and available to everyone. And that was my response to a lot of people who were defending Turning Point's decision to feature her as a speaker. Well, you know, just letting her do her thing and not hating on her and dehumanizing her. That is one thing. But to choose her and promote her and plaster her all over your event and, you know, portray her as a role model, an influencer for young women, especially the young women at an event like this who are already, for the most part, very conservative and Christian, that's not a wise decision. Mm-hmm. It's very clear that that's not a wise decision. And pointing that out isn't condemning her as a person, whole cloth.
Yeah. Well, I mean, criticizing the idea that maybe you're not ready to teach a course on this is also not saying that her turn to Christ isn't genuine. It's saying that you're jumping the gun on the on the professional aspect of it.
But the people who were the absolute nastiest to her immediately after her conversion are going to see this and jump on it and say, see, we were right all along.
Of course they will.
Once a bop, always a bop. That's what they say.
Yeah.
That she was making the whole thing up for attention. Don't you see? You were gullible. You're all you gullible Christians.
Yes.
Right? I disagree with that camp. I disagree with the camp that's idolizing her. I think you can just see her as a human being. Maybe it's easier for me to do that because I actually met and spoke with her. But it just is kind of ridiculous that a lot of people, not just Nala Ray, kind of want to become these, you know, religious leaders as soon as they convert. You can take some time to learn and live it, and that would show a lot more humility.
Yeah, and it feels like it's less stressful to be in the camp of learning rather than teaching.
Yeah, a lot less pressure.
Like, if you actually believe in the trust put upon you as a teacher, then you should see the time spent as a student as a less stressful, maybe not a better time, but certainly a time with less on your shoulders if you actually take the responsibility of a teacher seriously.
Well, from a Catholic perspective, this is actually why I think, you know, you don't need to buy into all of Catholic teachings to recognize that the arrangement of having an ordained priest is superior to having a pastor, because in order to become a priest who teaches a congregation of people and is entrusted with their care, you have to give up a lot that a pastor doesn't have to give up.
Yeah.
A pastor doesn't have to give up any wealth or marriage or children, or having, you know, another job as well. A priest has to give up all of those things and completely dedicate himself to that role. Mm. So I see that as like automatically a reason to at least trust that their heart is in it.
Grunmeister has another 20 here. Says, Mary, ultimately it was a string of bad decisions starting at 19, some that left effect on me to this day, which has led me to self-reflect a lot and spend 8 years in different therapy programs. I'm 31 now. Bad decisions that started at 19.
Oh, from
the previous topic.
When you would have been one of the OnlyFans simps. Okay. Well, more power to you. I'm glad that you've undergone such a dramatic change in your life.
Continue to grow. Makes me want to sign up for this overcoming negative self-talk course.
Mm-hmm. Which one would be your favorite? Which one, if you had to sign up for one, which one would it be?
It would be the overcoming negative self-talk. Yeah.
I'm going to look through here. What would I do? Maybe I would choose the course on building healthy friendships, loving others like Jesus.
There you go.
I would do that one.
There you go.
Maybe overcoming anxiety. That sounds like a good course. You know, Nala isn't the only person selling bullshit courses on the internet, so let's not like act like she's the the root of this problem. She's just following a trend that already existed.
Where is Luke Belmar when you need him?
Mm-hmm. Who is Luke Belmar?
That is a good question. He's, many have asked such a thing.
He's actually a podcast bro.
Yeah.
But he has his own, you know, version of the Tate War Room, and
okay.
he sells his own ebooks and courses on how to become rich. And he became rich by teaching people how to get rich.
Well, what he did was he locked in and he studied.
Yeah, he studied. He brainstormed.
And he studied and he brainstormed.
He masterminded.
All right.
Thanks for watching. Listen to full episodes of Pop Culture Crisis on Spotify.
Keep up with us on social media and make sure you subscribe and ring that bell so you never miss the show. Bye, guys.